Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
Bike got run over by a car.
Let's celebrate. I got a pizza.
Why would you do that?
Why not?
First, it's a waste of money.
That's really annoying.
Second, it's gambling.
I told you to stop.
Where did you get it?
Norton Shoe Store, the one that's just down the street.
Yeah, I think I'm getting goosebumps.
Observe the fundraising master trick.
Oh, wow. My eyes are glued.
I'm serious. Prepare to be amazed. I could sell a light bulb to a bat.
What?
Yeah?
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
What do you want?
My name is Marvin Washington, and I'm selling Choco Wonder candy bars to raise money for Odyssey Middle School.
Marvin, how can you take the rejection of a person slamming a door in your face?
Easy. Practice. Lots of practice. Plus, I've got to sell more than Max Hampton.
But didn't Max win last year?
Yep, but that was last year. Trent, you may very well be walking in the presence of the future fundraising champ of Odyssey Middle School.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'm getting goosebumps.
Do you know what this means? If I win, I won't have to walk my paper route anymore.
Why? What's the prize?
It's a brand new
Stingray 21-speed bike with automatic gear shifting, super wide tires, and the famous Stingray flame decals. And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, the announcement of our winner. Ladies and gentlemen, the fundraising champion of Odyssey Middle School is Marvin Washington.
Yes!
Come on up here, Marvin. Congratulations on a job well done.
So, when did you get the bike?
We're gonna drive to the school later and pick it up.
Hey, drummer boy, you wanna quit drumming on my seat? So, you are gonna let me ride it, right?
Are you kidding? You can't handle a 21-speed bike.
Why not?
I've seen you ride your bike. You can barely handle a one speed.
That's really annoying.
Oh, come on. So you're not gonna let me ride?
No way.
All right, that's enough. I told you to stop.
Hey, what are you doing? Grady, give me back my drumsticks. Fine. I'll stop playing on your seat.
Good. Here you go.
I'll play on your head instead.
Marvin.
Ow!
Knock it
off! I was just kidding around.
Well, it's not funny.
Okay, I'll stop. Give them back.
Not a chance.
Wait. My drumsticks!
Not out the window!
There! What?
Say goodbye!
I can't believe you just did that!
Grady, did I just see you throw something out that window?
Yes?
Ah, Grady, you know the rules. You can't do stuff like that. This is your third offense. Now I've got to kick you off the bus.
What?
Starting tomorrow, son, you're gonna have to find another way to school.
But he was bugging me!
That's not a reason to be throwing things out of a moving bus. You could hurt somebody. Now take your seat.
Thanks a lot, Marvin.
All right, everybody, we'll start class in just a moment.
Hey, Marvin, there's Grady. Weren't you going
to... Yeah, I'm apologizing. Be right back. Grady?
I already said I'd get you new drumsticks.
No, that's not it. I wanted to say I'm sorry I played the drums on your head. I was just in a silly mood since I won the fundraising contest.
I'm glad you had so much fun. Me? I had a headache all day because of your drumming. Now I have to walk to school. Sound fun to you?
Well, no.
Me either.
All right, everybody, it's time to get started. So, go ahead and find a seat. Okay, today we're talking about prayer. To begin, let me ask you all a question. When you pray, who does most of the talking? You or God?
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, say you pray for 5 minutes. How much of that is you talking?
Well...
5 minutes. All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what most of you would say?
Yep.
Well, did you know, though, that prayer is more than just talking to God? Prayer is having a conversation with God. And when we do that, we need to leave room for God to talk to us.
God talks to us?
Yes, in different ways. Maybe not in an audible voice, but he can talk to us in our thoughts, through our teachers, through the Bible. And sometimes we simply need to be still and listen, which is what we're going to do right now. Okay, let's all bow our heads.
Listen here.
All right. You know, I've never actually had a Wits End pizza.
Yeah, well, he makes it with an old copy machine.
I should have asked for extra toner.
You bless it.
Okay. God, thank you for this day, and this food, and for all the things you give to us. Amen.
Weird.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, no. You can't just say weird and then not say what's weird. Come on.
Do you remember when Mr. Whitaker was talking about hearing God in your thoughts?
God said something to you?
I don't know.
Was it about the pizza? Should we not eat it? Is it rotten?
It wasn't about the pizza. It was just... Well, I don't know. It probably wasn't God. Can we get off this?
Fine. So, what are you gonna do about Grady? Maybe you should give him a ride to school on Monday on your new bike. That would make it up to him.
I'm not giving him a ride. Besides, it's too much weight for the tires.
Plus, it would mean sharing.
He can ride his own bike.
No, Marvin. He can't.
Why not?
Well, I saw him walking to school on Friday. I asked him about it, and he said his bike got run over by a car. Now, come to think of it, that may be why he's been in such a bad mood lately.
So he doesn't have a bike?
No. Hey, what's the matter? You look weird.
I just thought of something.
Did God talk to you again?
No. No. I don't think.
Okay, kids, I have to go do this interview. How do I look?
You look beautiful, Mommy.
Oh.
Are you asking them for lots of money?
Well, we'll see how it goes. Now remember, it's Norton's Shoe Store, the one that's just down the street, and if you need anything while I'm gone, I've asked Mr. Frawley next door to listen out for you.
We can handle it, Mom.
Okay, it won't take long.
I hope it goes really, really great. Really.
Oh, thanks. Bye. Love you both. Mwah, mwah.
All right. What you looking at?
A toy catalog.
It would take a year of mowing lawns before I could afford any of these bikes.
I know.
What?
If you need a bike, Mommy can just write a check for it.
Well, yeah, but she needs money to write a check.
Oh. How does she get money?
When she works. That's why she's trying for a better job now, so she can have more money to get extra stuff like bikes.
Then I hope she gets the job.
Yeah, me too.
What is it?
Mr. Whitaker said something in Sunday school the other day that might work.
What did he say?
He said if you want something, you gotta pray for it.
You mean to God?
Yeah. Close your eyes.
Okay.
God? Mr. Whitaker said we could ask you about anything. So here it goes. I want my mom to get this job at Norton Shoe Store. She really needs it. That's it. Oh! Please? Amen.
Will it work?
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Grady, Sam, I'm home.
Did you get the job?
Well, the answer is... Yes, I got the job!
Yeah, Mommy!
All right!
It worked.
Let's celebrate. I got a pizza.
Awesome.
Yay! Yeah.
So we can afford pizza now?
Well, not every night, but tonight we can.
What about a new bike? Can we afford that?
Oh, honey, I don't know. I'd really like to get you another bike, but it's going to have to wait a while. This job pays just a little bit more than the last one.
Really?
Really. All right, Sam, you set the table. I'll get the drinks.
Okay.
Well, praying worked once. God, let's talk about getting a bike now.
Okay. God, I had this really weird thought the other day, and I wanted you to tell me what it was all about. You see, something popped into my head that I should give Grady my bike. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but then I found out he doesn't have one. I mean, this is my brand new bike. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want me to give away my bike, just send me a sign. Right now. I'll wait. Just any sign at all. Okay, I'll just take that as a no. I mean, I would understand if it was just any old bike, but this is a 21 speed, and he probably doesn't even know how to ride it. Wait a minute. That's it. Thanks, God.
Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Grady.
Do you have today's paper?
Yeah, I had it on the counter earlier. Here it is.
Thanks. Do you know where to find the lottery numbers?
The lottery numbers?
Oh, they're right here on the front page.
Grady?
Oh, man, that's not even close to my number.
You bought a lottery ticket?
Sure.
Why would you do that?
Why not?
I could make up a pretty good list to answer that question. Well, first, it's a waste of money. Second, it's gambling, which could be dangerous. Third, it's illegal for someone your age to buy one. Where did you get it?
I know a guy.
Yeah, well, I would suggest cutting off that relationship. Why did you do it anyway?
Because Mom needs more money before I can get a bike. So I did like you told us in Sunday school.
I did not tell you to get a lottery ticket.
No, you told us we could talk to God, ask him for stuff. So I asked him to help us win the lottery. How else am I supposed to get a bike?
Well, you started out with the right idea already. God wants to hear about our needs.
Exactly. That's why I asked him to win the lottery.
Well, Grady, it's good that you're talking to God, but he's not like a water faucet. You can't just turn his blessings on whenever you want them. God is like a friend. He wants to know you and for you to know him. And as a friend, he'll always look out for what's best for you.
Good. What's best for me is a bike.
Well, maybe not. But prayer can help you find out for sure. It can help you understand what God wants because you get to know him better.
So if I pray, I might find out that God loves bikes?
Something like that.
While I'm at it, how do you think he feels about swimming pools?
Oh, Grady.
Okay, that's Grady's place right up there.
So let me get this straight. You're gonna leave your old junker bike here as a surprise gift?
It's not a junker. It's a classic.
You're nuts.
I am not. Okay, I'll explain. Grady needs a bike, and this thought came to me that I should give my bike to him, all right? But it just hit me yesterday. Maybe I could give him my old bike. It makes perfect sense. Grady gets a bike, and I get to keep my good one.
Is that thing even rideable or safe?
You can park it right here on the curb.
So we're just gonna go upstairs, ring his doorbell, and run away?
Radio.
But how is he gonna know to even look out by the curb?
I'm gonna leave a note on his door.
Oh, Marvin.
What?
Your bike. The garbage men are taking it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, stop! Stop! Stop!
Stop trash! Oh, no, it's too late.
Oh, no, that wasn't supposed to be garbage.
Well, now it is.
That bike was a classic.
So, Now what?
Hey, maybe we can give him your bike.
Why?
Why not?
Well, God didn't tell me to.
But I can't give him mine. It's a brand new Stingray 21-speed bike.
Yes, that you won't let anyone else ride, Marvin. You know what? I'm done. You and your bike can have a happy life together.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hey, Marvin. Something wrong?
Do you remember when you talked to us about listening to God?
Yes.
Well, I think he might have told me something. But how can I tell the difference between a Marvin thought and a God thought?
Well, that's a tough question, Marvin. What do you think he told you?
I think God's telling me to give my bike to Grady. But is that really God?
Oh, it could be. That's a very generous offer, and God likes generosity. What do your parents think?
I haven't told them yet. Dad would probably tell me to give it away. He likes it when we give stuff to people.
Well, it sounds like your first step would be to ask them. Your not having a bike could affect them as well.
Yeah, I know.
You know, whenever I'm trying to figure out if God is speaking to me or not, I check on three things: the Bible, godly counsel, and peace. So, does giving your bike to Grady go against the Bible?
Yeah, I think it does. Doesn't God tell Peter not to give his horse to a Gentile or something like that?
Well, I don't remember that passage.
Maybe that was the movie version.
The Bible does say to give to others.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, you also want to look for godly counsel. Someone you know who seeks God, like your parents, or a strong Christian friend, or...
You?
Well, yeah, I might be able to help.
So, I'm doing it right now, right?
That's right. And one more thing. When God tells me something, no matter how hard it is, he gives me a sense of peace about it. How do you feel about giving your bike away?
Well, to be honest, giving away my bike wouldn't make me happy.
All right.
But I think I'd be okay.
I'm thinking you would be too.
But of all the people in Odyssey that could give Grady a bike, why does it have to be me?
Well, maybe there's something God wants to teach you through this. About generosity, or charity, or unselfishness.
Oh.
Did I hit on something?
I guess I have been a little selfish with my bike lately.
Well, that could be your answer. Now the question is, what do you think God wants?
Mom says to check the peek hole before opening the door.
All right. That's weird. I don't see anybody.
Wait, here's a note. Grady, look down at the curb. It's for you.
I'll look. Grady, I see something down there.
What?
A bike!
You're kidding!
It's a nice one, too!
I can't believe it! God heard me! And I opened the door, and there was this bike! It came out of nowhere!
God rode it there!
Well, that's pretty amazing. I'm happy for you, Grady.
And it's not just any bike. It's a 21-speed Stingray! We would never have been able to afford it in a million years.
It's just like that bike.
What?
Up there on the bulletin board.
What do you mean?
The one in the picture in the newspaper.
Let me see. First place fundraising champ, Marvin Washington is seen here with his brand new Stingray 21-speed bike.
That's my bike. So, it was Marvin.
Mr. Whitaker? Do you know if it was Marvin who gave me the bike?
It was.
So it wasn't God. It was Marvin. My prayer didn't work after all.
Oh, I disagree.
But it was all a trick.
It was just Marvin feeling sorry for me because I got kicked off the bus.
Oh, no, there was no trick to it. Marvin came in asking me if God was telling him to give his bike away, and I believe he was. You see, God uses people like Marvin to show others his love.
But why would God give me Marvin's bike?
Well, maybe to teach Marvin something about giving. And maybe to teach you something about prayer.
God, this sure didn't turn out like I thought it would. I really miss my bike. Maybe it was stupid of me to give it away like that. Could you at least give me a sign that I did the right thing?
Hey, Marvin!
Hey, Grady.
You don't have to keep it a secret anymore. I know.
You know what?
Mr. Whitaker said maybe God told you to give me your bike.
Yeah, I think it was.
That was pretty cool. My mom cried. I didn't, but my mom did. She cries sometimes.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a really cool bike.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marvin. I gotta go. Woohoo!
Any sign at all, God. I'm right here. Just kidding. That was a good sign.
You know, sometimes we think that prayer is just something we do at certain times of the day, like maybe before we eat, or at church, or when we have a big problem. But if we only pray at those times, we could miss out on what God wants to say to us right now. We need to be in constant communication with God, just like it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without stopping. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Nudge was written by John Fornoff and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Julianne Busher, Kendra Berry, Corey Padnos, Jordan Orr, and Mary Mouser, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.